It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listeners. This is Dr. Ty Dixon. Welcome to the broadcast once again. We're going into a very exciting series, and it is called True Power and Authority. Look at yourself and say it's time to learn about true power and authority. And don't you miss it. It's going to be a three-part series. Grab your pen, grab your papers. Your life will never be the same. Let's go right into the message. Jesus made an astounding statement. He made a couple of astounding statements that are still rocking this world. They are found in John 14 and 6 and also Matthew 28 and 18. Like I said, grab your Bible, grab your pencil, grab your paper, grab your ink pens. Get ready for this one. And we're going to be going through several different scriptures because we're talking about true power and authority. True power and authority. But I'm going to preface this with some statements because we're going to lay a foundation. Then we're going to build on that foundation. Jesus said in 14 and 6, John 14 and 6, he said, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by or through me. Isn't that a powerful statement? To stand before people, to proclaim to the world, to put it even out there that you actually believe that you are the way, that you are the truth, and you are the life, and nobody can get to God except they go by you, except they go through you. Like I said, that statement is still rocking this world, but he said it. And when we look at Matthew 28 and 18, are you still with me? Turn to Matthew 28 and 18. Jesus approached and breaking the silence said to them, all, and he was talking to his disciples at this point, all authority. Somebody say all authority. All authority. And in that context, it means all power of rule. All power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Now, that's another bold statement that is still rocking this world because we are challenged that sometimes. We find people that challenge that, that challenge the power and authority of Jesus Christ, that challenge that he rules the heavens and the earth, that challenge that he's the head of the body of Christ. But he established it, and somebody said, it is forever established. So we find, how did he get to that place? What is he saying? How do you gain true power and authority? How do you get to a place where you can boldly state what is and what is not? How do you get to a place where you can make a difference in the land and make a difference in the world? What did he teach his disciples? Somebody out there is hungry right now. I feel the hunger. You want power. You want authority. You want to be able to come up and out of things. You want to see things change. You want to see people's lives change. Let's explore the scriptures. First, let's go through a couple of definitions before we go right into the scriptures, though. Let's look at the word power. What does power mean? Power is defined as great or marked ability to do or to act. Strength, might, force. That's power. Great or marked ability to do or act. Strength, might, and force. You can define power because you can act on a thing. You know, if you say, I got power, I got power, I got power, but you can't act in that power, then you are not walking in true power. True power gives you the ability to act on something, the ability and the strength and the might and the force. I'm going to go there. I got to make a pit stop right here. Some people claim I have power with Jesus. He's in me. I got the Holy Ghost, but you're bound by drugs, alcohol, illicit sex. You're bound by things that render you powerless. Some things give you a meltdown. So, but look at somebody say, I'm going to shift into true power and true authority. Don't you miss this broadcast. Power is also what? Possession of control or command over others. Authority. Power over others. They're walking in that authority. And we're going to find out that there's some balance there. There's some balance there, but we're going to get there. Let's go right into the definition of authority. Authority is what? Power to determine, or otherwise settle issues or disputes. Power to determine or settle issues or disputes. The right to control, command, or determine. Oh, that's authority. That's authority. The right to control. See, authority, what is granted or given, and you have power to carry out what you've been asked to do. True power and authority. Oh, I see some believers right now getting excited because Jesus gave you what? Power and authority. Power or right delegated or given. Isn't it so wonderful to be a child of God, knowing that he has delegated or given you power and authority, true power and authority? You see, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Are you still with me? He perverts the ways and the teachings of Christ. Satan operates under the guise that power and authority is gained by using tools of force or hatred or intimidation or fear or deception. Have you ever been deceived, tricked into doing something? I'm sending a word of prayer right now to people right now that are bound. Maybe you are bound in sex slavery. Can you hear me? Maybe you're bound in prostitution. Maybe you are bound by somebody holding a heavy hand over you, and you can't hardly breathe, and you can't do what you feel like you would need to be free to do. Somebody can't even leave the house and go shopping without somebody releasing them. Ask me freedom to your heart and to your mind and to your spirit. Trust God, because he came what? To set the captives free. And I declare freedom and liberty in your life. I command chains to be broken right now. Right there. Let's go back. Let's go back. And Jesus, Jesus insists on love and forgiveness. To those that I was just praying for that have found yourself in a way of bondage, you get free through love and forgiveness. He freely gives and demonstrates power and authority through love. As one learn of Christ and experience his love, they freely respect and honor him. When you walk in love and forgiveness, oh my Lord, love covering a multitude of sin, love watching over there. We're going to talk about some scripture. Love going forward, love releasing your enemies, love forgiving your enemies. People will respect you automatically because it takes a greater power and authority to walk in that level of love. Let's go on. Let's go on. People respect and honor and love Jesus. They're willing to obey him at all costs, even laying their lives down, even going into the level of their reputations being ruined and different things and persecutions. Why? Because they recognize his true power and authority through love. Through his demonstration of love, through his demonstration of forgiveness. It's time for the believers to embrace Christ's teaching and see the glory of God operating in our lives. Let's go into the scriptures. Let's see true power and authority demonstrated. It is not in your ability to gain the world's riches, cast out devils, and operate with signs and wonders if you are not operating with true power and authority that is motivated, ignited, empowered by love. The Bible says what? Faith worketh by love. Jesus said that there was going to come a time when people going to stand before him and proclaim all the wonderful works that they have done. Proclaim how they preached and how they cast out devils and how they did all that, fed the poor and did many wonderful works. And he said, I don't know you, you worker of iniquity. Why? You didn't walk in love. You didn't continue in love. Oh, we can go to 1 Corinthians 13 chapter and we won't do that. But it lets us know that you got to preface everything with the ability what to love. You want to conquer something, love your way out of it. You want your enemies to leave you alone, love them until you love the you know what right out of them. Somebody help me right now. Let's look at this four-letter word, love, a four-letter word. Let's look at the scriptures. Let's look at the demonstrations. Are you ready? True power and authority. John 13 and 34. Jesus proclaimed this. He said, a new command I give you. Love. Then there's that four-letter word again. Love one another. As, oh, that's a two-letter word. Very, very powerful now. Very, very powerful. As I have loved you. So you must love one another. Jesus says, okay, I give you a new command. Okay, I give you a new command. I'm dealing with something. I'm establishing this and I want you to grab this. Oh, put all that other stuff to the side. Let's deal with what matters. A new command I give to you that you love one another as I have loved you. In other words, I have demonstrated it to you. I have shown you the principles. I have shown you how to do things. Now I want you to do it like I do it. Somebody look at somebody else and say, just love like Jesus did it. We come up with all these crazy ways of saying we love people. My Lord, my Lord. Some people are so off to the left, they bop people across the head and said, I did it because I love you. They abuse people, use people, and say, I love you. My God, how demented can you get in your mind? But Jesus said, do it like I do it. I don't know why I'm dealing with abuse, but somebody out there may be dealing with abuse. Whether it's verbal abuse, whether it's sexual abuse, it's physical abuse, maybe it's emotional abuse, but you've got to know it didn't come from God. My Lord, why don't you come and walk in the level that Jesus called you to? He said, love as I have loved you. And we know that Jesus don't do that. He don't do it that way. Oh my Lord, I can hear somebody say, well, I'm just trying to knock some sense in your head. Well, you don't want God to knock some sense in your head, so don't knock on nobody else's head. Just tell them the ways of the Lord and walk it out. Jesus said, get your Bible. Jesus said what? Luke 6:27. Luke 6:27. But to you who are listening, I say, that is so powerful. But to you, and this is Jesus speaking in Luke 6:27. But to you who are listening, I say, which means that somebody was not listening. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. True power and authority. It takes more power and authority to love your enemy, and do good to people who hate you. It doesn't take no kind of power to throw somebody under the bus. That's flesh. That don't take nothing to do that. But to love the one that put you under the bus. Now you're talking about some power.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.